This is a replay of the Tuesday night, November 19th, WGN show. We started at 11, right after the game. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I help you rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We're here for the next 2 hours, and I hope you'll join me. You know, a week from tomorrow, that's the end of the voting for the world's worst hit records, and I gotta tell you, I've got quite the conundrum. I looked hard at the list today that Carol Ford miraculously compiles. Yeah, more than I could ever do. So it is absolutely accurate, but what I see is there's a major tie. So I'm not gonna tell you with what. All right, obviously with a lot of songs. So if you hate it, and you haven't voted for it yet, particularly if you heard somebody else vote for it and you hate it too, by all means call in 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. And we'd appreciate that. Now, you can vote by email, but it's iffy. Sort of like voting by mail. Yeah, it may or may not arrive. Yeah, I may or may not see it. If I see it, I pass it on to Carol. If I don't, well, you lose. So better to call in on the show. Whatever is else you're talking about or is on your mind, just take a moment to nominate the thing that causes you to, I like to think exercise. It's about the only exercise I get. I lunge for the push button on the radio. Yes, to change that station. So what are the songs that do it to it? I had a friend who said, I don't want to listen to that because I'm sure that it is all the records I love, because basically she knows what my tastes are. And I said, no, I don't get to vote, you see. So don't worry about that. These are votes from otherwise normal people. So a number of things going on today. Yes, the holiday calendar, including it is National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day. I am celebrating here with a Mexican Coke, actually, and it is certainly carbonated, and it certainly has caffeine, and it has real cane sugar. Well, CD Kitchen put together this holiday, and they wanted to give you recipes. Now, as much as I love my Mexican Coke, I am a purist about this, and that is that I don't try to taint it with ice. Yeah, I know, you chill it just before the ice crystals to have a chance to form. And you drink it straight, period. That's the only way. But, shock oh shock, the CD Kitchen folks have come up with a number of recipes for you with carbonated, caffeinated beverages. Hot Dr. Pepper, Honey Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce, Pepsi ribs, beef brisket with cola, extra light chocolate cake, Coca-Cola roast beef, Cracker Barrel double fudge Coca-Cola cake, and the Weight Watchers Diet Cola Chicken. I don't think so, all right? That's blasphemy as far as I'm concerned, yeah. If you're going to do this, you might as well have the sugar. It's probably not the worst thing in the ingredients that'll get to you. Of course, with Coca-Cola, we don't know exactly. It's like Colonel Sanders' recipe, where it's hard to say what those herbs and spices really are. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And speaking of food, by the way, I'm a list of restaurants that filed for bankruptcy this year, and it's interesting, many of them have filed for bankruptcy in the past as well, but they're back, so we'll see what's either on the way out or more likely on the way to trying to reorganize yet again. Cindy in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I think, you know, the only song I could really think of that when I was a little girl, Tiny Tim and his wife were on the Mike Douglas show.
Yes.
And I thought, what kind of weird song is Tiptoe in his voice, Tiptoe Through the Tulips? And then, you know, I just remember some really strange things. And then his wife said that they each take 4 showers a day.
That marriage didn't last. That marriage did not last very long. That was Miss Vicky. And she had an interesting life after that. Last I know, she was living in New Jersey. But the reality, of course, is that that song, I don't know. Richard Perry, by the way, produced it, hard to believe. I don't know if they meant it to be a pimp or not. It certainly was something. But in 1968, it caught on a number of top 40 stations like KHJ as more of a joke. And of course, it wasn't meant. The song goes back to 1929, and that was the deal.
Yeah, I thought.
That was the deal with Tiny Tim. Tiny Tim just worshipped old music like from the 20s, and so this was perfect for him. And he put it on his 1968 album, God Bless Tiny Tim, that Richard Perry produced, and it became a signature song. The flip side was Fill Your Heart. You don't want to hear that either.
No, but then the only song that, I mean, when you say you don't like certain songs and like songs, I mean, I don't really understand that. I mean, it's just weird to me because I don't really, the only song from the 70s that, there were a few that really makes me suicide. It just makes that What Will the Young Leave Us This Time by that casting. But that's, it just makes, it's just so depressing. My God.
Well, you're overthinking it as far as I'm concerned. I don't get into anything about it other than the finished product. If the production is good and it's got a backbeat, I may like it. It's as simple as that. I've learned a long time ago, never question the good things. So I don't try to delve into why I like something, but it is absolutely true. My tastes are very narrow, and what I don't like, I absolutely don't like. So I don't have much tolerance.
Well, just the thing about it is that Haunting Choir and
don't listen to it. No,
if it comes on the oldie station, I just turn off there. But then anyhow, there was another recall. I ate it, but I called the library after the pancake and waffle that I ate. I called the library to see, make sure how high you have to heat your food. I didn't ask Mike. You know, Mike knows everything, but.
So are you talking about the treehouse food recall last month? Is that what we're?
No,
that was the frozen pancake products.
Yeah, I kind of had a sick stomach for about a week. I don't know if that, but I don't know. But then anyhow, now it was carrots that I ate. I made fried chicken and olive oil, salt and pepper. And Italian, and I heated, I cooked that really well. And then I made rice, and then I put the carrots in there and the peas. And I usually boil it all together with the rice. And then that was really well cooked. So I didn't get sick from the carrots.
Well, that was actually a organic food supplier, Grimway, and you probably didn't have those at home anyway. If you're shopping at Whole Foods, 365 could have been, but for the most part, yeah, or organic, chances are you didn't come across them. But
I got them at Jewel, I think it was.
I don't think they carry them.
I didn't get sick. I cook everything, but I
strongly suggest you stop listening to the news. It is doing you no good whatsoever.
and now we don't talk about, specifically, but now they want to stop pasteurizing milk, maybe. And I told them, that.
Frankly, I think that would be a wonderful idea. But as far as I'm concerned, when I look at a carton of milk and it says the expiration date is 2 months away, I worry significantly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, well,
all right.
I don't know.
Well, you're still here. Okay. You're walking and talking, and God forbid you're thinking. Stop thinking, Cindy. It's doing you no good.
I try. I listen to Facebook, a whole bunch of music on Facebook.
Just glide through life as if none of it matters, because believe me, none of it does.
And then they have so many cat mimes on Facebook. They're so humorous.
Well, like we've often said, if aliens came to America, they'd believe cats owned us, the way people treat these things. So,
well, the one said that living with a cat is like living with a drunk. I forget what it all said. They throw up. I don't know, that whatever.
I'll take the drunk.
No, my cat.
All right. Good deal. We'll talk to you later. Stop thinking. Join Thinkers Anonymous before it's too late. All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right. So, yes. Just glide through life, really. Most of the things that you are worried about, if you were on your deathbed, would suddenly mean absolutely nothing. So certainly not what songs you hated, though it's a lot of fun every year, because on Halloween, we normally open the polls, though we were a day off this year because of sports interruptions. But that, of course, is a night of horrors, and some of these songs truly are. But we play them back, your top 10, a night of turkeys. And we do that every year on Thanksgiving. So it will be a live show on Thanksgiving with the top 10. But again, this requires your help, because it's about to be a top 32 because of a tie, a big tie. So you need to break it. And I can't give you any advice other than that, because I don't try to, in fact, sway your votes. I don't get to vote myself, although God knows I would have thousands of them. Yeah, but you do. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. So we are in, as you might know, we are in retrograde. That is, you have to think about Mercury retrograde this way. When Mercury goes retrograde on November 25th, it is going to be, I believe, this is off the top of my head, at 22 degrees in Sagittarius. Now, when it goes retrograde, and of course, planets don't back up, it's apparent retrograde motion, what we see from Earth. When it goes direct, it will have gone backwards all the way to 6 degrees Sagittarius. And so that's actually it's interesting, because there's somewhat of a fight over that. Some people say December 31st. I was going with January 2nd. But one of those, it stations and turns direct. Now, the shadow, you look at it and say, okay, if Mercury is going to back up to 6 degrees in Sagittarius, when does it first get there? And that answer was November 7th. All right. And then you say, okay, when it stations, when it stops backing up, where is it going to be? And that is the 22. All right, or the other way around, actually, 22 and 6. So that's how you figure it. But the bottom line is that you can decide if Mercury retrograde has any apparent reaction in you. A lot of people are concerned that it will, in fact, cause much havoc. But in general, it's just mild frustration. Yeah, like I say, that's not when the planes crash. It's when Delta loses your luggage. That's not when you lose your life savings. It's when you accidentally made a mistake in a contract. Things like that. So it's fairly minor, but it gets a lot of play, and that's the deal. So now I'll go back and look at again those dates. But I'm pretty sure it was the 7th when the shadow of the retrograde started. It's the 22nd when actual Mercury retrograde starts. When it stops backing up, it will be the 6th again, and therefore the shadow will extend until it gets back to the 22nd. Any questions? Yeah, I'm sure many. All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Fontella Bass. Yeah, written by the late Bernard Miner, who we missed, died earlier this year. But a wonderful record, and that was a request, as usual, all of them tonight, just about, will be Carlin Riverside wanted to hear it, 1965 on Checker. Happy to play it. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. So talking to Bob during the break, and he asked me if I had any problem with Spirit, which, of course, filed for bankruptcy. Well, certainly nowhere near the problems that their creditors might. But that said, as I was looking at this, and I mentioned, you know, I guess they should have been able to sell it to JetBlue. But I didn't realize they were based in Dania Beach, Florida. What else is in Dania Beach, Florida? I thought, Dania High Lie? Okay, yeah. Go back 50 years, the Cornelius Brothers and Baby Sister Rose? I didn't really think about it as a corporate hotspot, but who knows? They say all's well, by the way, for the time being. Well, except with the creditors. But theoretically, the planes will be running and somehow, and your frequent flyer miles will be good. I'll stay home. Thank you. Dave in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, this is Dave. I'm formerly from Oak Park. I haven't called you for a while. How you doing?
Okay, how was the move?
It was wonderful. I'm settled, and nice people in here, and they've been really helpful. But there were just a few hiccups. I mean, we had a ribbon cutting at the Chicago Lighthouse, and then they told me, well, you know, you can move on the 30th, and then they said that I said I couldn't. Then my sister's like, No, you don't, you know, you don't tell me something and then change it. But so I moved in anyway, so it worked out.
Good.
But the only thing that I'm really, you know, a little bit not happy with is the fact that, you know, people who are, you know, who have visually impaired, blind or disabled, they should have really looked at the technology of things like our thermostats.
Oh, by the way, this is so like true, but I want to interrupt you for a moment because the news is coming up and I want to talk about it right after.
Oh,
so
sorry.
Stay exactly where you are, and we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
No problem.
Well, you wake up in the morning, boy. You hear the ding-dong ring. Then you look upon the table, boy. You see the same darn thing. You find no food upon the table, boy. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. And the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Well, yonder comes Miss Rosie, boy. How in the world do you know? By the way she wears her apron, boy, and the clothes she wore, the umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, she come to see the governor, she wants to free her man, and the midnight special shine its light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. Now if you're ever in Houston, boy, well, you better do right. Hey, you better not gamble, boy, and you better not fight, for the sheriff will grab you and the boys will pull you down. And the next thing you know, boy, you're prison bound.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Paul Evans, Midnight Special. Jack in St. Charles wanted to hear his version, 1960, Unguaranteed, a division of Carlton Records. And interestingly, that song done by many, many people, it's in the public domain. So anybody who puts writer's credits on it is is just lying through their teeth. There you go. There's no way to clean that up. All right, so we're talking to Dave in Chicago. And yes, moves into housing that should be accessible. And what you discover is the people who make it so have not a clue. So tell me about the technology problems.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the apartments are great, and they have, you know, rails on the walls, which is nice, and then they keep it clean. The only thing is that I've noticed is that, like, to set your temperature, you know, in your apartment, it's like, okay, well, there's no voice activation for that. And then also in our laundry machines on East Floor, they have laundry. And so we, you know, my sister and I, him and my dad was in town. So we go to look at it, and we're like, oh, okay. And then we had one machine where it wasn't working because the water hadn't drained out of the machine. So like, okay, this is not good. That's going to cause a mold problem. Okay. And then we look and say, this is okay. Now you have all these buttons, but like, okay, how do you know which button to push? Okay, you can start it on the phone app, to start the machine, but there's no any kind of braille or any kind of, well, what you would call some kind of where you can feel the words as well.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, but to me, they didn't really consider that. How is a blind person going to see? Then if a person can't use a phone, or who's not really knowledgeable with a cell phone, how are you going to do that?
That's right. I'm with you 100%. And, this should be commonplace in every dwelling. But when you're talking about dwellings that were designed to help people who have various impairments, it's unconscionable that they wouldn't go that extra mm-hmm. mile to make sure that everything was user-friendly.
Yeah. And then they tell us, well, then I talked to the, people, the women that run the building. I said, are you going to, what can we do? I mean, is there a way they're going to fix this? They said, well, you'll have to talk to, we have a contract with the company. You'd have to talk to them. I'm like, oh, boy.
Well, it sounds like someone needs to talk to a consumer reporter at one of the television news stations.
Yeah, but I don't want to make waves either, I guess.
I can understand you not wanting to be the centerpiece of this, but that kind of thing is just, the only word for it is it's stupid. I mean, this shouldn't be happening, and it doesn't have to happen. So, somebody who was cited made the decisions without any recognition whatsoever to how it would be for someone who wasn't cited. Yeah. Just wrong,
yeah.
Wrong,
no,
wrong,
it's
wrong.
It's great. I mean, but it, just, it is. And I mean, and yeah, I, and that's what's, yeah. you know, that's just the frustrating part. And then they had, then we had a situation like the first week. So then we go to another floor, and then we put something, I was drying a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister goes, oh, okay. There's a crayon that melted in the machine. And
oh, geez.
I had a shirt that was ruined.
Oh, geez.
I said, okay. I said, and my sister's like, this is okay. This is ridiculous. Now I'm just over this. I mean, the only thing I could say now is to just have a service, just come and take it and drop it off.
Unfortunately,
I'm paying rent.
Right.
Why should I have that?
Unfortunately, I think that probably is all you can do, because unfortunately, when you've got a situation where you've got tenants who will do that, like wash a crayon, so to speak, or dry one, heaven forbid, the building's not going to be able to watch every bit of that. And so here you are, the unlucky person hitting it. So if that happens more than once, yeah, you absolutely are going to need to do something about it. Yeah, that's why in so many places, the washer and dryer are within the unit of the individual apartment, as opposed to anything in a community setting.
Yeah, the two bedrooms do, and the people that are in the Section 8s have those, and, have the dryers and washing machines. It's like, now they could easily, I don't know why they couldn't, they could easily put one just big enough, they could actually put them in here. I don't get the whole thing behind that.
Right.
So.
Well, it was some budget and some decision, but, I'm glad you're happy there, but if you ever move, now, that's one of the things on your list.
Right.
Mm.
Can I request a song that drives me crazy?
Yes, yes, one of the world's worst hit records. I need your vote right now. Let's hear it.
Okay, I think it would be, and I don't know if people would agree, but maybe this has been up in the past, Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young, that Our House. Yeah,
it's a very, very fine house
very
with two
fine,
cats
fine
in the yard.
I'm,
yes, uh-huh. All
I'm,
right.
I'm
very,
like, oh, yeah. I'm just like, oh.
Perfect, perfect. That's the spirit. It's added to the list, and thank you for calling. Keep me posted on how it's going, Dave.
Oh, and one more thing. Can I do a request?
Sure. What do you want to hear?
You were playing Laverne Baker last week, and the one thing that I like was called That's All I Need.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. All right, you got it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. Ron is a first-time caller, and he's in Naperville. Welcome to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling, Ron.
Oh, good evening. My first question, has anyone mentioned on your list the song These Boots Are Made for Walking by Nancy Sinatra?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you mentioned it because it's a cumulative total, and in order for it to get into the top 10, a lot of people have to vote on it, so I'll be happy to add you to that list.
Okay, sure, okay. Just out of curiosity, could you tell me what the name of the song that you use as a bumper at the start of your program every day?
Sure. It's called Do, 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 Ba-Ah, and it is by Burt Keys, and it was a 45 on Clock Records.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, I know. Not a very creative title, that's for sure. Do, 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 Ba-Ah, but that's what it is. And Burt Keys, who was responsible for writing and producing a lot of wonderful stuff, but not a household name, though he should have been, is the spirit behind it. All right, so your votes are demanded, actually. 888-876-5593, and your requests are taken. And we'll pick it up right there in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Jada, 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 pumpkin, dum, dum, dum,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that is the A side. However, I always thought the B side of that was actually better. But Dave in Chicago wanted to hear Laverne Baker, That's All I Need. Now, that B side, we ought to give it a little equal time since I think it's just terrific, was Bop Ting-a-Ling. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So yeah, that's that B-side that really did it for me. But yeah, I can't quibble with That's All I Need. Link Chase wrote that along with Laverne Baker and Howard Biggs. All right, I think it was Winifred Scott who did Bop Ting-a-Ling. Yeah. All right, we got some votes. Good, good. And I need this. I absolutely need this for the next days, now through next Wednesday. And again, full show tomorrow. And in the first hour, by the way, Steve Probst is joining me. And Steve, you know, has written a dozen books on R&B and rock and roll and oldies and things like this. And he's got the goods on everybody. So when you ask me questions and I'm saying, I don't know, Steve generally does, so I hope you'll listen, and more to the point, I hope you will you'll call, and we'll there's John had said, what are you guys going to talk about? I said, I don't know, we'll worry about it then. Obviously oldies, that's what we'll talk about. So we'll get to Donna, Debbie, Sam, and Karen here, but before we do, I wanted to mention Catherine and McHenry. We want her to call because she's a lady who went to the sound frequency vibration therapy session last Thursday, and I want to know how it went. So that was something on all of our minds. So if you're listening, let us know. I'm still working on who aired War of the Worlds, what actual stations aired the original radio show. Jim from Richmond, Wisconsin, met with Kim over the weekend. And in fact, Kim sent me a picture. So now I know what Jim likes and it looks like. And now I know what Kim looks like. Just lovely people. And that's the deal there. So we'll get an update on Puddin' from Mary Ann one of these days. And of course, Lee and Marcus Hook will fill us into the teeth fitting. Now, she had said she was 2 weeks later going to go for the top teeth, but that would be Thanksgiving Day. So we don't know. But hopefully, long before Christmas, she will have the best Christmas present ever, new teeth. All right, so 888-876-5593. Donna in Oak Lawn, what you got for me?
Hi, Donna. Raleigh, I've got a couple of things. You tell me what order you want it in.
Any.
First off, I've got my turkey list, and it's quite prodigious.
Okay.
And I also have some information for Ruth.
Oh, well, I guess let's go with turkeys first.
Okay. I'll get my list, my prodigious list.
Yes.
And it will start with Goodbye, Cruel World.
Oh, you don't like that, huh? All right.
No, I don't want to join the circus.
All right. Going to be a broken-hearted clown.
Made a fool out of me.
That's right. Shoot me out of a cannon. I don't care. Let those people point at me and stare. I'll tell the whole world. Okay, go on. Next.
The sad part is I know the words.
Yeah, we all do, yes.
I want to know the words.
Right, right. We
Hotel California.
Oh, God, yes. You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Sounds like the nightmare that
it is.
Keeps on giving.
It is, it is.
Talk about your turkey.
Yeah.
Horse with no name.
Okay, America.
She's having my baby.
Oh, of course.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
I've got love in my tummy. All right.
Achy, breaky heart.
Okay.
Sounds like heartburn, and the yummy, yummy, and the achy, breaky, it's not a pretty picture. Okay, let's see. I'm so excited.
Okay.
It must be her.
Uh-huh. All right.
Is that all there is?
Oh, God, yes. All right. Suicide on vinyl.
These boots are made.
Oh, okay.
Piano Man.
Ah, all right.
Garden Party.
Uh-huh.
And Our House.
Oh, good, okay.
It must be him.
Dear God, let it please be him. Oh, hello, hello. Yeah, okay.
It's amazing how many really hit songs are out there that make no sense, don't make any sense, or are just too absurd for words.
I usually don't get to the lyrics part. I just hear the melody and say, next.
Well, I could be sort of forgiving with that.
All right, so what else? Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, that's a fine list. Yeah, that's a fine list. That's 11 songs. That's perfect. All right. Excellent.
Information for Ruth.
Yes.
Lord knows. Life is interesting enough when you get to be a senior citizen.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you don't get handed the rule book, you get left behind. And one of the rules is, especially when you're dealing with agencies that are giving you time, you need to know what the rules are in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paying for an agency person to come out, it's however much you're willing to pay for, and senior citizens pay for a lot of agencies that come out mm-hmm. and do for them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have that kind of resource and you have, say, the Department of Aging provide you with a health care person to come out and do your laundry, wash your clothes, do your grocery shopping, evidently Ruth has 5 hours a week and somebody's coming out and helping her.
Mm-hmm.
She may not be aware of it, but those 5 hours have been ordered by a doctor.
Okay.
And if she needs more hours because
she's Oh, very interesting that the doctor could increase the hours.
She needs to talk to the doctor or physician's assistant, which is the first step of getting more hours.
Okay.
So if she's getting agency help and she's not paying for it herself, it breaks down two different ways in the state of Illinois.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. News is coming up. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there. And hopefully Ruth is listening on WGN Radio.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view, chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the sky.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Johnny D in Youngstown, request that, and happy to play it. Big hit for Johnny Mathis. And Robert Allen Deitcher wrote the music for that, and he was kind of an interesting guy. He was an accompanist for Perry Como and Peter Lind Hayes, and I think Arthur Godfrey, too. And he not only did write Chances Are, but, you know, the real key to economic success in the songwriting world is to write a holiday song that's a hit. And he certainly did. There's no place like home for the holidays. So that put him in clover and a life in New Rochelle until he died in 2000. Al Stillman, who was Albert Silverman, was an American lyricist from Manhattan. And he was a collaborator with a number of people, including George Gershwin and others. So he's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame as far as that goes. And so he was an older fellow. In 1901, he was born, died in 79 in New York. All right, he was the lyricist for that, but the music was definitely all Deitcher. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're talking to Donna in Oaklawn, and she was giving Ruth some good advice. The first being that those 5 hours Ruth is getting for help might be dictated by her doctor's prescription, and perhaps he can ask for more. I love that piece of information. Now, you had more.
I do. The other thing is, depending on how Ruth got those 5 hours. If she got it when she was discharged from the hospital, her attending physician might not have been the one who ordered it. It might have been the hospitalist doctor from the hospital where she was discharged from initially.
Mm-hmm.
So her attending physician may not have the knowledge about those 5 hours, and the fact that she might need to be having those hours increased. So she really needs to talk to her doctor first off. Secondly, there's two different ways to get on the list with healthcare agencies. The first way is through her insurance company. My Medicare insurance is an Advantage plan,
mm-hmm.
and my Advantage plan will pay anywhere from 5 to 35 hours a week in agency having somebody come in and do for me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you've got to have a doctor's order. And that will also include durable pieces of equipment. So wheelchairs,
right.
Medical hospital beds, commodes, railings,
right.
All that fun stuff needs to be ordered by
probably
she
does.
She might want to check to see if that's part of her advantage plan. If it's not, and there's another way of going about it, and that's through the Illinois Senior Helpline. I have a 1-800 phone number for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's earning less than $33,562 a year, she might qualify for having a healthcare agency person coming in and taking care of her. Again, first a doctor's order. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8:30 until 5, and the department programs and services for senior citizens and persons with disabilities. They will take information down and help put her in touch with what needs to be done next, who she needs to talk to.
And what's the number?
And what paperwork needs to be filled out.
Okay, number?
Hold on a minute. That's
1-800-252-8966,
extension 711.
Okay, so 252-8966, extension 711.
Correct. And that's 8:30 till 5.
Yeah, no, that's great to know. And yeah, interestingly, there are so many Advantage plans that they range dramatically. But hopefully, she's on one because I'm pretty sure she is on some form of managed care. That way, an Advantage plan. Hopefully, it will have those benefits. That'd be great.
And if it's through the insurance, then she doesn't have to worry about calling the 800 number.
Of course, of course. Right, right. No, that's all great information. It sounds like really the first place, the first stop shopping place for her is her physician. And if he says he didn't order it, it's got to be in her records from the hospitalist and all that's part of that electronic garbage. So it's there. And she should put a little pressure on him that, hey, I need more help than this.
And going to a homeless shelter is, well, if you don't know who to talk to, and she's talking to the person who's coming out and giving her 5 hours worth of help, the 5 hours person may not know the ropes, may not know the phone number, may not know who's paying her salary,
right,
where it's coming from initially.
Right. No, and I would think that if she calls the Illinois Senior Healthline, hopefully they can guide her on that as well.
Now, I have a couple of other phone numbers, but, you know, why not just go with this one at first?
Yeah, and see what the deal is. Yes, absolutely. That's wonderful. Donna, thank you so much.
Raleigh, have a lovely day.
All right, you too.
Have a lovely Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Well, we'll be on all 3 hours tomorrow night, and looking forward to talking to you then.
Good news.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, today's been one of those physical days. I thought I was going back to the other studio today. It turned out I wasn't well enough to travel. So that tells you all you need to know. It's not a happy time, but we only have about 45 minutes to stay together, and then I'll digitize the show, and anybody can get through that. I keep telling myself that. Debbie in Raleigh, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, okay. I tell you what, you've had one of those days too.
Physically, just a nightmare.
Yeah. I've been keeping clinics in business today.
Oh, geez. Sorry to hear that.
But I went to refinance a loan, and the guy goes, okay, just pay $20 toward the old part of the loan that you have, and we'll renew it for our customer appreciation day. And I did that, and he comes back later in an hour and says, we're not able to do the loan now.
Why?
Because they went and checked some other things and underwriting a lot. I'll tell you the name of the company without telling you the last letter is preceded by the word Marine.
Okay.
I don't give a flip if they, you know.
Oh, man. Well, sorry to hear that.
That's the one thing that really makes me angry. If you can do that, it takes a lot. But, you know, I don't like people that tell you one thing and do another. I don't care.
Oh, I agree. I agree.
But anyway, on to something better.
Yes.
Okay. Some of my song picks would be Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah, okay.
Hit the Road, Jack.
Okay.
King of the Road.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know why Cindy made me think of this song, but it's called Afternoon Delight.
Oh, God. Yeah, Bill and Taffy Dan off the Starland Vocal Band.
I don't know, but sometimes...
Yeah. No, it was terrible. And they were the summer replacement for John Denver. You know, it doesn't really get worse than that. Yeah.
Well, yes. From bad to worse, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes.
But it was a good song by Billy Crash Craddock called If I Could Write a Song.
Okay.
But then I heard one by Jerry Vale that just, oh.
Yeah.
And I think it has the same title, but it's definitely not the same song. So that would be...
Okay, Jerry Vale. We'll see if he charted with that. All right.
Oh, yes. See if he. That's what I wasn't sure about. I mean, if it had been my take, he wouldn't have charted with it. But anyway.
Yeah.
And then for the thermostat issue, I use my smart device for something called Ecobee Plus. And, you know, there's good and bad in thermostats or in smart devices. So I try to use it for what's good. And you can say to it, such and such, set my Ecobee Plus to. And you can put it on heat or air or just turn the dang thing off or whatever.
That's nice, and but I don't think it came with his apartment.
Okay. Well, I mean, hopefully if he could get some funds together, they might be able to put it in, you know, because like I say, it's just voice activated. But I used to have one that had buttons on it too, and you could just press the button and move the arrow up and down, and everything on it talked. I cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, but it was what I had prior to the to the Ecobee Plus. And then I was going to say for marking the machines, if you can't put Dymo tape on it, maybe you can put high marks if it happens to have a dial with a a notch, not a notch, a pointer is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, and so many washing machines now have got every setting under the sun, and I'm like, man, why do we need all these permanent press and God knows what? It's crazy. All I want to do is wash the clothes.
Right, exactly.
Get the grime off of.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's about all I have.
No, that's great information. And yes, even with the thermostat, if there's a way he can somehow make it tactile, that would be a huge help.
Yeah.
But to me, it's unconscionable.
Some of them have a slide dial.
Right. But even that, he obviously needs somebody sighted to help him with it, but there's got to be a way to make it somewhat tactile. But, you know, again...
What we really need is a dang book with all agencies in it. So we wouldn't have to call, because you can't get everything... excuse my voice. You can't get everything from 211.
No, of course not.
Limited in what they can give you. And I've had to look up more and more agencies to help my aunt with her dementia, and you name it, I've been there.
Yeah.
So we need a concise book with all these names and addresses of what they do and who they do it for.
Well, and they need it for every county, because that's another thing. It varies dramatically.
It's frustrating.
But it is right. Frustrating. And again,
it's unreal what you have to go through.
Yeah, it is. It is. I agree
right
with
place.
You.
And when you do, they don't answer. Or if they answer, their funds have run out. I mean, it's maddening.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like it's a state secret. You know, it's amazing to me. It's almost like they intentionally keep it from you. They don't, of course, but it seems like that. So I'm with you 100%.
Somebody pulling stuff together because I'm so tired of looking through this and that.
Yeah.
Patient person, but I tell you, there's limits.
Yes.
Anyway, Riley, I'll quit venting for now. You take good care.
All right, you too. You too, and I'll talk to you soon, Debbie. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. Yes, a comprehensive one-stop shopping place for all the agencies. But again, county by county, that's going to vary. And yeah, the funds for that, I know, five chances, slim, fat, none, and you know the other two. All right, so with that in mind, we're going to get some advice from Fran on that. But I still say, you build accessible housing and it isn't accessible, a pox on your house. Something went very wrong with that. Meanwhile, on the happy note, we'll be talking about the world's worst hit records. And we got votes from Sam and from Karen and from Cindy and from, I believe, from Laura. We'll find out. And of course, Fran may add a couple more to her stash as well on WGN Radio.
Oh, my.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, indeed, that is the Righteous Brothers' Unchained Melody, of course, a pop standard, and that was on Phyllis, and yeah, Phil Spector and Lester Smith. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. We got to get some votes in here, so Cindy in Chicago, what you got for me?
Jim, I don't know what the name of the song is. I just remember, you know, from childhood, Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Yeah, Jim Dandy is Laverne Baker. I'll be happy to add it if that's what you want.
And then I guess I really wish I could stop listening to the news, like
yes.
You said.
Yes, you can. You really can. It's really easy.
I don't know.
Turn off
like
the computer. Turn off the television, or, you know, turn to something that will never give you anything of substance.
I wish I could do that, but I feel like people who do that have Peter Pan syndrome.
Who cares? You see, there again, you're overthinking of it. Do not worry. I pride myself on having absolutely no idea what's going on.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'm very pleased about that.
I guess maybe I should. You know,
yeah.
The one thing
give it a
that
try.
Did me in this, the one thing that did me in this weekend was something was said about military people on pensions being welfare queens. My father got hit by a shell, lost his lung, and almost became paralyzed in World War II.
And I'm sorry to hear that. But no, you see, there was something that you never had to hear. Absolutely never had to hear it. So concentrate on that. Only look for the good things and report back. I'm going to go to the news. Don't listen to it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Cindy. All right, and now for all of you who are ready to hear what's happening in the world, I'll forego it myself, but it's WGN Radio.
I love you so much. It hurts me. Darling, that's why I'm so blue. I'm so afraid to go to bed at night, afraid of losing you. I love you so.
it hurts me. And there's nothing that I can do. I want to hold.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that's for James on the South Side. He had requested the Patsy Cline version, but I didn't find it in the studio. However, this is one of those songs that's been done by 83 people, and I thought, you know, why not play the Charlie Gracie version? July of 57. 57 was a big year for Charlie, so indeed. But that was first Floyd Tillman, who wrote it in 1948. And I think he wrote it actually in 47 and recorded it at the end of 47, but it was released in 48. And after that, man, just the floodgates opened. Like I said, everybody. I mean everybody. Lenny Welch, Peggy March, Ray Charles, Rex Allen, Bob Lumen, you name it. Everybody. And so there you have the Charlie Gracie version. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we have Sam and Gurney with some votes. What's up, Sam?
Hey, Raleigh, thanks. I got a few for your bad list, three for your bad list. And I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you and John.
And you too. We'll be here playing the world's worst hit records.
For number one for me, I love Nina Simone, but her song Black is the Color of My True Love's Hair, that just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about it too. But all right.
Yeah.
Good choice.
And then number two, I can't remember who did it, but someone left the cake out in the rain.
Oh, that's MacArthur Park, Richard Harris.
Yes, absolutely.
Like that, yes.
I wouldn't invite that song to my funeral.
Every disc jockey is grateful for it. I say it all the time. It was 7 minutes and 2 seconds long. You could get to the bathroom and back.
I love that. The last one, I got to set this up. There was two guys going to the electric chair, and the first guy stood up and they said, "Well, you can you get your last meal and your and a song." And he said, I like to have a prime rib with a baked potato. And he said, and then for my song, I'd like to have Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart. And the guy behind him turned around and said, "Hey, can I go first?"
Indeed.
So I want to say my third one with Billy Ray Cyrus, Achy Breaky Heart.
Right. Yes, a perennial favorite. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. All right. So, absolutely a fine choice. For whatever reason, I kind of like that record because I was never really exposed to it. It was long after I stopped playing records. But, I mean, had I been, I'm sure I'd be right in line with you, but I don't get to vote. Karen in Madison has some votes. Let me hear them all. Karen. Well, Karen had some votes, but she left us. Maybe she'll call back. In the meantime, we have Fran and Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. Well, of course, I've got several. A couple just mentioned. I was surprised nobody's mentioned The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, isn't that the truth? You know, we've been deficient about boat wrecks entirely. You're so right.
Yeah, and then what's that one, The Morning After?
Of
The Morning After Pill.
Right, exactly. She should have taken one. I'm telling you The Poseidon Adventure, or whichever one. No, it was a Titanic, or one of those. Yeah, they all keep just giving and giving.
Oh, God, that reminds me of that terrible one from Titanic.
Yeah, one that Celine Dion or something?
Yeah, that's another one.
My Heart Will Go On or something?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I know that. Yeah, but The Morning After, there's got to be a morning after. God, I hope not. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. And I want to second Afternoon Delight.
Yes, fine.
And there was a song, Pilot of the Airwaves.
Oh, God.
I don't know if not too many people, fortunately for them, have heard it, but...
Charlie Dory, pilot of the airwaves.
God.
Yeah, it was just horrible. Yeah, Charlie Dory, and Charlie was a female.
Yeah. Weird voice.
Yes, it's a British record. It got into the top 15 on the Billboard Hot 100, I'm so sorry to say, in 1979.
That's about what I remember hearing it a lot, yeah.
She was the Record World New Female Artist of the Year. I figure they ran out of people.
They must have.
Yeah.
Anyway, now that I'm done with that for a while, I wanted to talk about accessible appliances. We have a lot of the same problems here. We can't really adjust our air conditioning or heat. You know, there's nothing. And then it gets in this thing where it's programmable, and you got to get it out of that, even if you want to just turn it up and down.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know what temperature you're on, but sometimes you can't even do that because it gets stuck where it won't do anything. And we have asked to put Nest, or at least some kind of accessible thermostat in here, and we've been here for 6 years, and we're still waiting.
Oh God, it's just so wrong.
And you know, after a while, you just get tired of beating your head against the wall, and you just go, "Okay, I'll make it work."
Right, I'll come up with something. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but a lot of this, unfortunately, is the manufacturers. They don't have. I bought a washer and dryer several years ago. My mom said, go buy yourself a washer and dryer because of having clothes stolen from the laundry room at the apartment complex and, you know, just different things were going on. And so I won't live in a place that I'm spoiled now. I won't live in a place that doesn't have a hookup.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you.
I don't want to mess with other people's, you know.
No.
Stuff that they leave in the washer. I mean, I've seen some things I won't even mention on the air because they're so disgusting.
No,
but,
believe me, I know. I got cured of this when I was a kid because we were living in a hotel and the Americana in Bell Harbor. And in any event, there were times my mother didn't want to go, put it in the laundry service because they might, dry it too hot or whatever. So anyway, she gave me clothes and she said, go to the laundromat, all right? So here I am. I'm not even old enough to drive. I get to the laundromat and I wash her clothes. Well, I didn't realize that whoever was there before dyed something black. And so I washed all her, underwear unmentionables that were, like lily pink or whatever. They all came out gunmetal gray. And
I'm sure she was not happy
with
that.
Well, of course, in my horror, of course, I dry it and I take it home. She, to her dying day, believed I did that to get back at her for having to go to the laundromat. And of course, I didn't. But there was no convincing her of otherwise. But that's when I learned early on, I am never going to the laundromat again. And that was it.
Oh, it's horrible. And laundromats are even worse than just the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Laundry facilities.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they don't have, like, the places that they, the vendors that they use don't have anything accessible.
Oh, of course. No, I get that.
And, a lot of it is also the manufacturers. I mean, if this washer and dryer, they had, I think, one that had, a dial, and I still had to get somebody to help me, braille it up.
Sure.
And, if this thing ever goes out, I don't know what I'm going to do because I went to visit a friend. When I went to visit my friends in North Carolina, they have one of the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of little tiny buttons on it. And sometimes they can get it to work and it's kind of hit and miss. They can only use a couple of the functions.
You know, it's all so wrong as far as I'm concerned, you know. I mean,
how much would it cost to put at least a speech chip in some of these things?
And I recognize it's not a huge market share. I know that. But I just think in the goodness of man, it doesn't cost that much. For God's sakes, make it accessible. It just should be. And especially
our oven oven is a flat screen.
Right, right.
And we had to put some little dots on it.
Yeah.
And then fortunately it goes back, so it goes to 350.
Right.
And I have to count out 355, 360, 360.
Right.
You know,
right.
But it's at least doable.
But how hard would it be for that thing to beep every 5 degrees when it's going from 350 to 355 to 360? You know,
God beeps on it for other things.
Right.
Why
right.
Can't it?
Why can't it do that? And there's just no thought in it, and it's just horrifying to me that that's the case. And of course, as we've talked before, the government is the worst offender, so we're not going to get any help from them.
No, it's probably going to get worse, but before it gets better, if it ever gets better. But
of all the organizations out there, I ask that because every Thanksgiving WGN insists we write a little liner for what we're most thankful for in terms of charitable organizations. So of all the organizations that are out there to help improve the lives of blind people, what's your favorite?
Oh God, it used to be the Braille Institute.
Okay.
I loved the Braille Institute, and a lot of places don't have it. Unfortunately, now the Braille Institute is going downhill.
Yeah.
But, you know, and both the two main advocacy groups, the National Federation for the Blind
and the
ACB, right. have kind of different philosophies on things, and I agree with a little bit of one and a little bit of the other.
Yeah. All right.
You know, so
nobody stands out.
Right. Unfortunately, I was very, very fortunate growing up that I had the Foundation for the Junior Blind. And I mean, we did everything, and they had, they really taught us the attitude, you can do anything, and they had some problems, but I was very fortunate to have them, and the Braille Institute. Nowadays, there really isn't that much. It's like people looking for orientation mobility training. Good luck.
Yeah. That's a real shame.
And I remember when I was younger, we had, the blind centers and so forth, and they would deal a lot with people who were, say, in Jim's situation, for example. The eye doctor, would have had people coming out there to, he wouldn't have had to look for the training. It would have found him.
Right, and I wish there was, because every year there are more newly blind people who, especially if they're at an advanced age, meaning not a child, it's a horrible thing to try and acclimate, and there absolutely should be things out there that are ubiquitous, and there just aren't.
And even some of the things that are out there, it's like you can only take advantage of them if you're looking for work. Well, Jim's not looking
no,
for
of
work.
Course
I'm
not
looking for
right.
work.
Right.
They want you to do things that it's like I wouldn't want to try to learn Braille now.
No, of course not.
Now, Gary used to tutor Braille, and he had this one woman, she was like in her 90s, and she was just she was just dynamite. She was really anxious to learn Braille and, do all this stuff. I don't know if I would.
Well, right. Again, that's a personality. That's a woman who probably, regardless of her disability, was going to be gung-ho on doing everything she could. But you can't instill that in people who just don't naturally have it. And
right.
when you're just overloaded because of that type of a life change. There should be more. I know Junior Blind became part of Wayfinder. I don't know how they do in terms of that. I've never talked to anybody involved with them, so I don't know.
They're not even a shadow of their former selves, and I think they've taken on the blind and deaf now.
Oh. All
right. A lot of the agencies and schools that used to be just for the blind are now for blind and people with other issues.
Now, they claim, I'm looking at Wayfinder, that they have assistive technology training. So
they probably do.
But the problem is that it is confined, near as I can tell, to California.
Right.
So that's not a great help.
Yeah. So, you know.
Right.
So anyway, you know, but a lot of times it's the manufacturers that they can't.
Oh, I
know. You know, they're not manufacturing the stuff with at least beeps. I mean, talk chip would be, I don't think it's that expensive to talk chip in, you know, in anything. I think anything
I agree.
Made should have some kind of audible or tactile,
yep.
You know, way to do things.
But, I'm with you 100%. You
know, in a perfect world,
right? Yeah, right. Dream on. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to depress you. Now that you've called, I've depressed the hell out of you. So we'll just move right on.
I was depressed before, but now I'm depressed myself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, I'm here to help. All right, we'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow night on a better note. Thanks, I appreciate it, friend.
Sure.
Okay, bye. Yes, that's right. You want to be thoroughly depressed? This is the show to call on WGN Radio.
If your sweetheart sends a letter of goodbye, it's no secret you feel better if you cry. When waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes think it's real? But it's only false emotions that you feel.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I know you're saying you're playing one of the world's worst hit records. We have had some votes in that direction. That's true. However, it was Carl in Chicago who requested we play it. It was one of his faves. So Johnny Ray and Cry, 1951 on Columbia. They weren't all that bad, really. Walking My Baby Back Home a little better. And Yes Tonight, Josephine Tonight from 1957. Now there's a humdinger. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, got some votes. Mike and Palatine, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, what I got for Thanksgiving, our first one says Mexican Radio, I believe, by Wald Voodoo.
Okay.
And Hey Mickey.
Oh, yes, Tony Basil, sure.
Jerk to the World by, of course, Three Dog Night. Also California by the Eagles.
Good choice.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
The famous Purple People Eater.
Ah, Shibboleth.
And the, I don't know who did it, but They're Coming to Take Me Away.
Napoleon the 14th.
Okay. And Georgia Girl.
Oh, yes, The Seekers.
And The Afternoon Delight.
Yes, Bill and Taffy Danoff, the Starland Vocal Band.
And if I got this right, Big Country and doing In Big Country.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And Turning Japanese.
Oh, yes.
By, I believe, The Vapors.
Okay.
And The Safety Dance, I don't know who did that.
Oh, yeah. Was that Men with Hats or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I think so.
And
Men Without Hats. I don't know if they had hats or not, actually. So what was the last one after that?
Oh, Putting on the Ritz.
Okay. Oh, yes, Taco. Yes, it's Men Without Hats. I had to look, they're Canadian. I had to look that up. Yes, but Taco, Putting on the Ritz, all right.
Yeah, and the record they had me fixed with my last
one. Yeah, good choice. All right. some very noble selections there. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a good day, and enjoy.
All right.
Just enjoy doing radio.
Thanks, appreciate that. All right, so 888-876-5593. Johnny D. is in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh. Thank you for playing Johnny Mathis's...
Chances are. Yes.
I got a story about that. Maybe tomorrow night I'll go and tell you about it. But I just wanted to do a turkey thing, and I got it because I was... What's the word? Lackadaisically or lackadaisical?
Yeah, lackadaisical. Yeah.
I was lackadaisically listening to you and Fran.
Okay.
And when you mentioned somebody put black dye in a washer.
Yes.
Okay. So then in my head, it goes, I see a red door and I want it painted black.
Yeah, painted black. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. This was long before Paint and Black came out, but that would have been good.
Yeah, but that's the only one I got is I want it painted black.
Yeah, well, it was. Gunmetal gray. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, so yes, long before there were Rolling Stones. 888-876-5593. I literally have 20 seconds, so I want Laura in Willowbrook and James on the South Side and especially Jim in Richmond to call me tomorrow night. It is a full show starting at 10 o'clock, and like I said, I've got about 10 seconds here, and Jim, I just wanted to say I want to hear the whole story with Kim, so call me early and we'll talk about it. All right.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. And so on that note, we thank Bob for keeping us on the air and keeping me in line. He's good at that. John for screening your calls, but above all, you for calling. We'll do it again tomorrow night, 21 hours from right now on WGN Radio.